From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Iran's press TV says Iran's Republican Guards today test-fired a missile capable of reaching Israel or U.S. bases in the Gulf region. The launch comes as Israel and some Western powers are considering a push for new sanctions against Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
The Iranian report said the Shahab-3 missile has a range of 800 to 1,200 miles, which analysts say would put Tel Aviv and U.S. military bases in the Persian Gulf well within reach. The launch came on the Jewish Yom Kippur holiday, giving it an extra symbolism in Israel, which was attacked by Egyptian and Syrian armies on Yom Kippur in 1973. Speaking before the holiday began, Israeli analyst Ephraim Inbar said Iran was trying to prove that it could exact a heavy price if Israel or the U.S. launched a military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. Many in the West believe Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons, something Tehran denies. Israel has joined the push for tougher sanctions against Iran, but many here believe that these too will fail and that military options should be considered. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he won't immediately pass along to President Obama what's widely assumed to be a request for more combat forces from the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. Gates says before any decisions are made on troop levels, the Obama administration is going to re-examine its strategy in Afghanistan. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Secretary Gates told ABC's This Week that a review of Afghanistan policy is the top priority.
Having the wrong strategy would put even more soldiers at risk. So I think it's important to get the strategy right, and then we can make the resources decision.
But number two Senate Republican John Kyle said on NBC's Meet the Press that time is of the essence.
The more time we take making the perfect decision, the less likely we're going to succeed. I think that the president needs to get about it. He'll have Republican support. If he effectuates the recommendations of General Petraeus and General McChrystal, I think he needs to make that decision as soon as he can.
On Fox News Sunday, Senate Intelligence Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein sided with the president.
The president is the commander-in-chief. He should take his time and do the right thing here, whatever that may be.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A senior White House advisor said today that President Obama plans to travel to Copenhagen this week to lead the U.S. appeal for the 2016 Summer Olympic Games to be played in Chicago. The AP is quoting Valerie Jarrett as saying that the president plans to leave on Thursday and will join First Lady Michelle, Education Secretary Arne Duncan, and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Duncan and LaHood are from Illinois. Chicago is competing with Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, and Tokyo for the Games. Japanese share prices were down sharply today. The Nikkei average fell by 256 points, or 2.5%. This is NPR News. A weekend storm has killed at least 140 people in the Philippines and displaced nearly 500,000 others. Dwali Saikaitau has more.
Tropical storm Kitsana hit Manila and surrounding provinces hardest on Saturday when more than 16 inches fell in about a dozen hours. Forecasters say that's more than a month's worth of rain for the area. Government officials say this is the worst flooding in more than 40 years. As floodwaters recede, tens of thousands of people are crowding evacuation centers set up at dozens of schools, churches, and gyms. Authorities fear the death toll could rise because rescue workers and volunteers have yet to reach some villages blocked by floating debris. Television images show army and civilian helicopters trying to reach families trapped on rooftops. Thousands could be seen wading through chest-deep water to escape the swollen rivers. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
United Nations climate talks began today in Thailand with leaders warning that failure to act will leave future generations fighting for survival. A deadlock has developed over a global warming deal due to a broad unwillingness by countries to commit to firm emissions standards. Also, developing nations want the West to guarantee tens of billions of dollars in financial assistance before they sign a deal, and Western nations have been reluctant to do so. The UN climate chief says he is confident a deal can be reached in Copenhagen in December, even though negotiations are far behind where they should be. The chief U.S. negotiator, Jonathan Pershing, says Congress needs to pass carbon emissions limits. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.